Good morning and welcome. It is 12 minutes after 5. It's Wednesday morning, hump day, and we welcome you to your favorite program. Thanks for letting us be a part of your day. Let's start off the conversation this morning about this sort of kind of Santa Claus handing out Beanie Babies.
Yeah, at my old elementary school.
Yeah. That is, I think that's a sad, sad story. And the reason it's a sad story is because the guy that was handing out the stuff was just, if I understand it correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was legitimately just trying to be nice.
Well, we don't know. No,
that's what the story said. Chris was saying that police stopped him, questioned him, and he was a Salvation bell ringer that had been giving out Beanie Babies earlier in the day.
He has a supply of Beanie Babies. If you put something in his kettle,
yeah.
He gave one to your kid, and he apparently had leftover Beanie Babies at the end of his shift.
So well, who doesn't from the 80s and 90s?
I'll give them away to these kids.
Yeah, and it appears...
But you don't mess around with the kids in this day and age. You're right, it's sad that this day and age, that has to be checked out.
Yeah.
But someone unannounced who shows up at a school playground and says, here, gather round, boys and girls.
Yeah.
We got to look into that.
Where I'm from, he'd have gotten beaten down.
Beaten down?
Oh, school administrators would have taken him out hard.
Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah. You mess with the kids, you are in big trouble. There are a lot more predatory issues where I'm from than there are here. That's debatable, probably. But it is sad that a guy that had genuine and honest intent just to hand out toys to the kids, that it is so suspicious. Now, that's the sad part on the kids' side. On his side, dude, it's 2013. We take protection of our children very, very seriously. You should have known better. I understand he probably just like, oh, here, let me hand out a few and I'll keep going. Well, it's like handing out gum. Kids are going to flock to you like puppies if you've got, kibble or something. So it's just an unusual and sad circumstance. And then the other thing is, really, Beanie Babies? Do they still make them?
I think they do. I think there were people that sold at the height of the market that actually made a lot of money with their Beanie Babies. And then, of course, the market collapsed, and now they're not worth anything.
I have an entire dresser drawer full.
You're a stock market guy. You didn't sell high?
Yeah, no.
When the prices were going through the roof?
And here's the very funny thing.
Like tulips in Holland is like what Beanie Babies were.
No. I had a special niche of the Beanie Babies that I found and I collected. For a while, Mickey D's was handing them out as their little mini Beanie Babies as their Happy Meal toys. Those are the ones that I collected. I got those because I don't know. Nothing.
My oldest son and his crew back in school were collecting Pokemon cards at the height of the Pokemon craze. The one kid had almost the entire collection. He sold it online for big bucks.
Really?
Yeah. And then, of course, later they weren't worth
Congratulations,
it.
Congratulations,
he sold it high and made a lot of money on them.
Well, I thought I had something that would be worth something. I thought I had another collectible that was definitely going to be worth some money. When MASH, the TV show, canceled for a while, some beer manufacturer came out with MASH 4077 beer.
Uh-huh.
And it was in camouflage cans.
Uh-huh.
Well, my brother and I bought a case of this stuff. Right?
Along with everybody else, right?
Yeah, well, probably so. We bought a case of this stuff, and unfortunately, a six-pack survived. All right? And
You drank it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It was terrible.
Well, I suppose.
It tasted like Korea.
Nice.
So we drank three six-packs and over, I don't know, a few days or whatever, and then I kept the one. And I kept it in the plastic rings, and there's even the price tag still on it.
You didn't leave the beer in it.
Well, yeah. Well, it's not a collectible if it doesn't.
Well, sure it is.
The cans are
the collectible part of it. First of all, you can't sell that with the beer in them. You need a liquor license to do that.
Screw
you have
that.
To get rid of the beer. These alcohol decanters,
ATF,
you can't sell it with the booze in it.
ATF, if you're listening, bite me. Okay? It happens on eBay every day. So,
not with the alcohol in them.
Yes, it does. Up yours. Anyway, so it's like the old advertisement for 7-Up. Make 7 up yours.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
He just told the ATF to go pound sand.
I told him to bite me. It's a little bit more intense. Anyway, so I went on eBay. I thought, man, I've had this for years.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be worth a fortune. You know, this got to be worth a couple $300.
And you found about 300 other.
Oh, there were several.
Packs.
They're like $5, $6.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, okay. All right. Well,
that's the one thing about what the internet has done to collectibles is you thought you had something valuable, and all of a sudden you realize that there's a whole bunch of people that have something that you thought was valuable.
Yeah, and so anyway. Well, listen, I do have some good news as we get the day started. Did you hear that President Obama made a special announcement about the website, about the Obamacare website signing up?
Here we go.
No, this is legitimate. He did an announcement. Maybe it was just for us. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
But he did a special announcement. He came on, made an announcement helping people get signed on. And if you didn't hear it, I guess I ought to play it now and help people get their health care.
Hello, my fellow Americans. Barack Obama here, and I just wanted to take a few minutes to log on with you to healthcare.gov to show you that it is working just fine. The process is easy. You just type in and log on to the site, enter your name, employer, Chinese government, and your age. Okay, now you tell it whether you want to keep your current doctor or not by clicking yes or no. Okay, it looks like there's only a no button. All right, and just as easy as that, you get your quote, which in this case is a pop-up ad for all natural Viagra. Followed by a little paperclip guy looking at me like he's a member of the Tea Party. And now, a multicolored spinning ball. All right, look, I promise I'd fix this, but it's not working so good. So, look, the NSA has all your medical information, and as long as you voted for me, I'll drop whatever prescriptions you need on your house with the drone. Good luck, and God bless. This is some bull.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.